This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Energy ministers in the European Union held emergency talks today about Russian natural gas. Last week, Moscow cut supplies to two EU member states, Poland and Bulgaria, because they refused to pay for gas in rubles. Fears are growing that Germany, Europe's economic powerhouse, could be cut off next. But Russia itself depends on its energy exports. Oil and gas help pay for as much as half the government budget. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard looked into how the Russian economy is faring under Vladimir Putin's war.
President Putin has shrugged off the prospect of parting company with Europe's best customer for Russian natural gas. But, says Ole Valby, who's with the SEB Bank in Oslo, this is going to be, for Russia, a very painful divorce.
You can think about this as sort of like a 25-30-year marriage, you know. This is really long-term contracts.
Difficult and expensive to replace if, say, Russia wanted to sell more to China instead.
It takes time to build this infrastructure. It's massive investments.
Doubling the existing Russian gas pipeline network to China, he says, would take 8 years, cost billions, and still cover less than half the lost sales to Europe. And then there's the cutting off of supplies to Poland and Bulgaria.
Russia has sort of ruined their reputation, and it will be not many countries going into this new long-term contract with them.
So has Putin's war been an economic disaster for Russia? The immediate cost has certainly been huge, says Tim Ash of Blue Bay Asset Management.
Comes to something like $1.4 trillion of impact on Russia.
That's due to the stock market halving in value and the sanctions, which are likely to continue as long as Putin remains in power, extending the economic misery.
Less investment, less growth, lower living standards, probably a brain drain, just more difficult in general.
This isn't just a Western perspective. Russia's central bank surveyed more than 13,000 businesses across the country. And, says Elena Rybakova of the Institute of International Finance in Washington, the results were dire.
Almost every industry you take, they're having shortages. They're having difficulties to export their products to the markets that they used to export. Europe is the most important trading partner for Russia. And they're also having difficulties getting the parts for their production.
The Institute is forecasting a 15% plunge in Russian GDP this year. Unemployment's expected to skyrocket. But will this economic calamity undermine support for Putin and his war? It hasn't yet, says Nick Redman of Oxford Analytica.
That support would appear to be fairly solid. Right now, it doesn't look like Putin's grip on power is in any way challenged.
Nor maybe for some time. Whipped up by the Kremlin's propaganda machine against NATO and the West, the Russian people seem prepared to endure much economic pain. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.